Let's get back to work, please. I think our next item is our town council goals.
Could I just give an update on one thing?
Yes, sir.
So I reached out to Carolina Beach. That was one of the questions about the aquarium. So they also received a request for $10,000. And right now it's in their budget. But depending how the rest of the budget process goes, it could be cut or it could stay at that amount. They're not sure yet. So.
Okay. Well, let's see before our next budget meeting if they've made a decision. I think the next thing we have is the our current council goals, and some of these we've completed. Mm-hmm. Some of them we need to look at. Arlen, you got the, there we go. We've secured our CAMA approval for the land use plan. So we can remove that one from the list. We've worked on the Department of Defense land use plan to retain assets. We might want to reword that one. I guess instead of trying to reinvent the wheel this afternoon, this is something we can finalize at the next meeting. So why don't we all give this some thought? Let's talk through them all today, but let's don't try to come up with anything. But if you would, send me back any ideas or suggestions you have, and we'll add them in. But I do think we can reword B, since we are participating in their land use plan meetings, or having quarterly meetings. So continue to work with Matsu on their land use, implementing their land use plan, something like that. We're going to continue to work with the Bike Ped Committee. We may want to reword that to read something like the Comprehensive Master Plan. Since we're working on the crosswalks and some of those safety improvements along the way. I do think we need to tack in something with the General Assembly in that too. So if somebody wants to word something about continue to improve our relationship there. Number two, y'all have anything else on number
one?
Well,
I think I'd be, it probably should somehow include Joe Eek's Park. I know we're waiting on response back.
Okay, so we could add
Sandman.
And Sandman. We don't need Sandman.
Not from Matsu.
You're talking about Matsu. I'm sorry.
We'll add Joe Eek's Park in on the one for, we'll add Joe Eek's Park there.
Yeah, under what, the land use, the defense?
Yeah. And then we'll add D, we'll add the General Assembly, and I'll list the things that we've had there that were our goals, and whether it's parks and recreation, whether it's infrastructure, whatever that comes out to be, okay? Mm-hmm. Number two is ensure the integrity of town financial data and maintaining financial stability in all town funds. I think just what we need to say. Very general. Arlen, you have any suggestions, anything we need to add there?
I think C should be set the tax and water and sewer rates to maintain financial stability and to support the citizens' required level of service. Because if our goal is to maintain them, then we would let the service drop off and maintain them.
Would the word set by itself instead of maintain take care of your concerns?
What was the first
thing?
I'm
sorry, Jim, what'd you say?
Would the word set instead of maintain address your concerns?
We can say set.
To match what?
Set tax and water rates to support the required level of service of our citizens or something.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I'll work on that. Number three, enable an optimum working environment for staff to produce high levels of service for the town. I think we're doing a good job. We're working on the public workspace is being worked on now, so we can still leave that on there. We've completed the salary plan, but we need to probably make that, reword that towards more, useful in the, future to follow the plan or something like that. I'll work on some wording there. And, department heads, y'all have any thoughts on any of that stuff there? All right, and then number four, provide all departments with the support to maintain a safe working and living environment. We're still working on the camera program. That's going to be an ongoing thing. We're going to try to use technology in all areas. I think we need to have the safety plan in place. Chief, is it fair to support the K-9 program? Yeah. Maintain or something like that?
Yeah, right now we still have a K-9. He could retire anytime. So that may...
I mean, would you want to do another K-9 after that?
Well, it would probably be up to him, hopefully. But I don't know that the current staff... I don't know that anybody on the current staff wants to do that job. Because it's very...
It's 24. It's 24/7, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I would say keep it in there. There's always a chance, and we may be able to hire somebody that wants to do that and go for it. So.
I mean, our canine program. I mean, is it worthwhile to us?
I think so.
I think it's very worthwhile. I mean, having, so, well, I don't want to cut in for you, but I know that people know we have a canine program. The people we want to know,
yeah.
Know. And I think that dissuades them from coming down and hanging out at the pier or even coming through town. So it is known in New Hanover County, in the bad parts of town, that Cure Beach has dogs. And that keeps people, that drug people specifically, from coming down here.
I should know this. I'm sorry I'm asking this question, but is it totally a drug dog or is it used for other
areas? Tracking and narcotics.
Tracking and narcotics.
He gets used on the south side of the county when the county may be on the north side or Carolina Beach doesn't have theirs. He'll get used for tracking for anything, armed robberies to drug sniffs. Whatever you call it. So he will get used you could say from Monkey Junction by to us.
But when we first started the program in 2000, 2001, something like that, when y'all got the first dog?
Maybe four or five, maybe something
maybe.
Like that. Yes.
I was on council when we started, and there was beginning to be a problem, and that was the police chief at the time's solution to that. So he encouraged, I don't know, was it Jason the first one that had a dog or somebody else? I don't remember now, but...
It was Jason, Dennis, and Richard. We had three at one time.
Yeah, and that evaporated in like 6 months after the dogs were here.
And I think if you talk to a lot of towns and cities that get dogs, they see an immediate reward from it.
Yeah.
Because it gets that word out there and you see immediate results from the...
Right.
From the
that's what I think.
From the thing. Okay, all right. I'll tell you what I'll do, guys. I'll send, department heads, I'll do this for y'all too. I'll send out these town council goals to everyone, and y'all look through them if you see in council too. If y'all see anything you want to add or anything, then we will formally add these into our town council goals at our next budget meeting, which is the... let me get my calendar up here. 24th of April. So the council meeting where we have a problem is a week before that. which is our regular scheduled meeting, is for Monday, April 15th. And we'll throw out a couple of things. We can move this meeting to a night, which Wednesday night does not work, because I have a meeting, a TDA meeting at 5 p.m., and I know John will have a WMPO meeting at 3 that day. So moving the, we can do the budget workshop and have our council meeting at 9 a.m. and just incorporate everything into a few hours that morning. Or we can move the budget workshop to Thursday night and roll right into our council meeting. Thursday afternoon and move into our council meeting. Just y'all's thoughts.
I lost you. So which day are okay, we talking
so,
about?
So Thursday the 18th? So we can do the 24th. Wednesday the 24th is our budget meeting.
Okay.
We can do it that morning.
Okay.
And just put our regular council agenda in on that morning. Okay. We can take the meeting on the 24th and move it to another day. We can move it to the 25th or the 23rd. The night of the 24th does not work.
I'm okay whatever you guys need.
What do we need for the workshop, about 3 hours or 2 hours? What do you think?
What do you think, Carla?
Well, based on today and the direction, 15 minutes.
I mean, really, we give you some good...
No, I'm not. Unless something significantly changes, I mean, I have the direction that I need, so... Maybe it'll be longer than 15 minutes, but it'll be relatively short unless something drastic happens between now and that point in time.
Mm-hmm. So we could do the workshop on the 18th,
Thursday,
at like 5 o'clock?
And no, move not into the 18th.
Not the 18th.
We're back in council after
that. Oh, you want to do it the 15th?
No, no. We're going to do it the 24th.
Oh, 24th. Huh? I was talking about the 15th. I don't know. The 24th.
To roll it all into the 24th, or that's combine fine. It on the evening of the 25th with the town council meeting. What's better for a general town council meeting?
We don't have that much on the agenda for this time.
I currently have no items on the agenda for April. When I sent out the first email, I got no response so far. So, yeah.
I mean, if we won't be considerate of the, we could cancel our regular town council meeting on the 15th and just say we're not going to. Just to cancel it. We already have a meeting advertised for the 24th, and if anything comes up, we can
deal with it
on the morning of the 24th.
That sounds fine.
I'm confused. Do we have a meeting scheduled for the 24th?
We have a budget meeting for 9 a.m. on the 24th.
9 a.m.
Yeah, I got that. I thought you were talking about tacking the budget workshop onto a regular meeting beforehand.
We can do that. That's the other option that we have.
Could we do that on Wednesday at 5?
No.
24th?
No.
Or no,
we
can't.
John and I have meetings that afternoon.
Oh, so you can't do it the 24th. Okay.
I mean, as short as our budget meeting would be on the 24th.
I mean, it could be an agenda item on a regular council meeting.
If you would like to move your council, the council meeting, to the 24th at, say, 9 a.m., and we can do the first order of business of finishing up the budget workshop and then proceeding with the council meeting. That's an option.
On the 24th
at
9 a.m.
It's up to you. Or we can do it the 25th and do the budget workshop before at 4:45 and then the council meeting at 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
It's the perception, y'all. I mean, if we won't have... Do we feel like any of our citizens would get upset that we're having a council meeting at 9 a.m.?
Yeah,
I didn't really like the idea of having a council meeting in the morning.
Yeah. So do it on the 25th.
All right.
Combine them on the 25th.
Is that a motion?
That's make a motion that we start on the 25th with the budget meeting and roll that into the town council meeting.
At what time?
At
do the budget meeting at 5?
5 p.m.
5. I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Everybody clear? Beth, you good with what we're doing?
And what time is your council meeting starting?
The council meeting will start right after at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That should work a lot better.
All right, so I've got to delete all these things.
So, I think we've had a good day today. I think we've gotten through this a lot quicker than I anticipated. Any questions or concerns before we... Dennis, do you have anything?
I do not.
Dave?
No, sir.
Connie?
No.
All right. Anybody, any department head, everything good? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. And thank you, Arlen, for doing such a great job once again.
Yes.